This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun.
That's why we have a couple of tunes that we use frequently, the Luke Bryant impact, Here's to the Farmer and Welcome to the Farm. Welcome to the American Family Farmer. Who are we? Who are you? These are the moments that I enjoy. Most people who know me, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. I have three or four radio programs that I engage in every day and every week. I've been successful at creating a national brand around good conversation. I'm very proud of the work that I've done over decades, and I am as proud, if not more proud, of the combination, the connection between my broadcast work here and my farm work. I have been around cows all my life. I've had a successful dairy farm operation in a town outside of Boston. That's what sort of gives me my fiddles, if you will. I have a lot of credibility. It sounds like I'm making this about me. I'm not really. It's just that sometimes people wonder, where do you come up with all these ideas? And I've had a lot of great experiences in my life, and being on the farm is probably, of all of the things in my life, being around the cows and being on the farm is as rewarding, not as rewarding as having children, but my broadcast career has been rewarding. But I look forward to these conversations every week because I'm so excited about what's going on in the new movement, if you will, even though there are a lot of problems that we face in agriculture because of the government messing things up and the big ag people trying to put all the small farmers and medium-sized farmers out of business. So every week at this time, we get together to talk about some of the successes. If there's a problem in farming that the American family farmer has, and you perhaps as the locavore, the user of the family farm's products, whether it's dairy or regular product, whatever it is, there are problems and there are solutions. And so with that, I present each week a different group, sometimes an individual, people that have worked together to overcome a problem. And one of the things that also has been done, and I'm not the only one, there are other forms of media like film that have been used to present the problems on our farms and how people are dealing with the problems. I'm going to direct you to a website, forgottenfarms.org, all one word, forgotten, forgottenfarms.org, and there you will find the story of the film Forgotten Farms. I present to you now Dave Simmons, who's an actor, a writer, a filmmaker, co-producing the film Forgotten Farms with Sarah Gardner, who is also with us. Mr. Simmons has his own film organization, sort of a boutique production house. He was a familiar face in the indie film renaissance of the 80s and the 90s, so it's good to have him here. Also, Sarah Gardner, who teaches planning and policy at Williams College out in the western part of Massachusetts in the Berkshire Mountains, has been involved in the Center for Environmental Studies there. A lot of research, teaching, the use of land and agriculture, food systems, all kinds of things that give her credibility. So to Dave and Sarah, I welcome you. I extend my arms of welcome, and I'm so happy that I have found you so that we can talk about this, the theory behind the movie and the movie itself. So I guess I would like to know from both of you, what's your farm background? Dave, let's start with you. What do you have?
Well, let me just say, Doug, it's not every morning a filmmaker gets to talk to a radio legend. So
well,
tremendous
you.
Honor. Appreciate it a lot. The opportunity to talk about our film.
Well, the film has gotten my attention, so let's talk about you and how you and Sarah got together. And Sarah doesn't need us to talk for her. She can talk for herself. But yeah. I want to know about you first and how this all came to be.
Well, I'm going to tell you right up front, I am not a part of the farm community. I grew up, my dad was a Williams alum. I grew up here in Williamstown in the 60s. And I don't know if you've been to the western part of the state, but it's awfully lovely over here.
I'm a Bay Stater. I live in Framingham. That's where my farm is. But I have been out. I go as far. My farm work extends as far as Amherst, as a matter of fact. We do a lot of haying and stuff in farms that are in Hampshire County as well as Middlesex and Worcester County. So I'm not all the way out there. But I think in terms of if people were to imagine what this looks like, it's almost the most bucolic of all places. Once you get beyond the Connecticut River Valley in Massachusetts and you get closer to Vermont, it's about as nice farming circumstances you can find.
Maybe in Europe somewhere you'd find landscapes.
Yeah,
like this.
Maybe.
It's awfully pretty.
Yeah.
But I grew up on a dirt road, and around me, you know about farming in the 60s, there was a lot of farming going on, and I was surrounded by three dairy farms, and when, you know, I wandered into them and knew them and, you know, I cared about them, and they, you know, if you hung around too much, they'd put you to work. And
that still is the case, by the way.
And I have to say, these were conventional dairy farms, and they taught me a tremendous amount. And then in high school, I worked on there was a legendary farmer out here named Fritz Langer, and he started with horses in the 40s, and a German immigrant. He was a rough, rough character, and I worked for him for 2 summers. And it was very clear I was not part of the community, but I was allowed to work there. I think it was $2.75 an hour agricultural wages.
Good for you.
And, you know, stuff like whitewash the inside of the milking parlors, you know, that. You know, stack hay up in the mow. And, and so I cared about them tremendously. I then went to college, went to New York for 26 years. And came back, and you know the story, Doug. They're all gone.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, in Williamstown, we actually have 2 conventional dairy farms left.
Yep.
But in its place was a lot of local food farms and young, mostly college grads, you know, Williams kids and other people trying to make food, which is tremendous also. But we did see a cultural divide between what I remember and the few dairy farms we had left and the new farmers. And we wanted to make a film that drew attention to 80% of New England's ag, which is still dairy.
Yep.
And so that was sort of the genesis of it.
Yeah.
Sarah has a good story.
All right, so let's pause for a moment, and we'll take some time to get Sarah's story. These folks both are very, very active. And not the revival, but the continue, although maybe it's a revival in a manner of speaking, because we don't do dairying anymore the way we used to. I've sold raw milk on my farm, and I couldn't have done that when I was a kid or younger, but there wasn't a need to. But now the way Dean Foods and all these outfits have come in to squeeze the dairy farmers, we used to have, when I was a kid, there were thousands, literally, everybody had a cow. Or 4 or 5 cows or 12 cows, and they milk them. Excess milk went to the local dairy producer. We had 4 of them in my immediate area around here when I was a kid. And now, you know, you can't find them. We have, I think, 146 dairy farms left in the entire state, which is outrageous. Would you think there were 10,000 dairy farms in New England, and they're gone, most of them? It's just really, what's going on here is something that people need to take note of. And so we continue. Focus on this film, Forgotten Farms. We'll meet Sarah Gardner in a moment here on the American Family Farmer, 4:15.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
All right, we have 16 and change past the hour. This is sort of a dairy report in a manner of speaking. Well, there are a lot of different issues that will come out as a result of this movie, Forgotten Farm. Sarah Gardner is with us, who is connected to Mr. Simmons in the production of this movie. You also have worked hard locally there on the right to farm bylaw, which I got passed in my town of Framingham a couple of years ago. It's a state law. But it's the same thing. People just don't understand, Sarah, do they, what it is? I mean, the people who complain about dust or the smell of the manure, come on, give me a break. Will you? Hello, it's a farm. Ding, 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 ding. So, anyway, what brings you to this interesting den of conversation, Sarah?
Well, as you said when you introduced me, I teach land use planning at Williams College, and my field is planning and smart land use. So when I moved up to teach at Williams and live in this rural area, I became very interested in, you know, how the land was used and how it was being used and the history of land use in this area. And soon discovered that, it was primarily a dairy farming region 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that land was being lost, as it is all over the state and all over New England. And I got just very concerned about that, because if you look ahead and do, you know, if you look at population projections for Massachusetts or New England, you see that we're going to have a much larger population.
Well, you can look anywhere around the country.
Land.
Go to Des Moines and you have the same thing.
Yeah.
Some of these farming communities are growing like, you know, by leaps and bounds. So everything is expanding no matter where we are in the country. Yeah, go ahead. Excuse me.
You mean development on farmland?
Yeah, right.
Is expanding.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's a problem because, you know, the federal government and state governments do all sorts of planning, right? They do industrial planning and other forms of planning, economic development planning. But no government agency is really responsible for planning for the food supply.
Yeah.
That's been really left to farmers in this country. You know, no one's necessarily really looking out for that particular problem. And so it's a problem because if we lose our land, obviously, we lose our ability to feed ourselves.
And people are not even thinking about it this way. I'm finding the same thing, if you'll pardon the local reference here. I live in Framingham. And I have the last piece of open land, the largest piece of privately held land in what they call Metro West. And to try to save this, you'd think I had two heads. I have been trying and fighting for 5, 6, 7 years to save this farm. And the amount of stupidity, we lost recently another farm. There's no open land left even here. And so you'd think that they all talk about, yeah, we value, it's great, you got a farm in Framingham. But everybody's sitting on their hands when it comes to trying to help me figure out how we save this piece of land. And this is the thing, the story all across our state, all across the region, all across the country. Lots of talk and not a lot of action. So I'm glad, and this film sort of points to the plight of dairy farmers and what they're faced with, because kids don't want to do the hard work, so they leave the farm. Ma and Pa Kettle need to retire, and so they sell the land instead of keeping the farm going. And that's awful, outrageous things going on. We're trying to deal with that issue. 21 after the hour here.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
More on the American family farm, the plight of the dairy farmer. I think we don't talk much about dairying here, even though I'm a dairy farmer, because there aren't that many dairy farms left, or the stories that we've had to tell have not been good ones, and hopefully what will come out of this movie, Forgotten Farms, is a reemergence, a revival, if you will, of local production of milk. There's a lot of things to learn. You hear me, both Sarah and David, you can hear me on any given day. We do a food news segment in the regular program that I do Monday through Friday, and oftentimes I will get off on all of the hoopla that surrounds raw milk, and whether it's E. coli that keeps it from being sold, or Listeria. It's mostly hysteria. Instead of Listeria, it's hysteria, and mostly misinformation, bad information, but it's all government-based and bound. So I wonder, yeah. Sarah, with you and maybe Dave as well, this film and what it represents, how much of a focus? Because people say, I get tired of you banging at the government all the time. Well, hello. That's what's kept me from expanding or doing things differently. And I certainly know how to milk a cow, and I know how to make sure the milk is safe and pure and wholesome. So where do I need them, people who have no practical experience, telling me what to do? That's just...
Yeah. You know, Doug, we left politics out of the film. I'll be honest with you.
That's good.
We wanted to introduce liberals to dairy farmers who are most often very conservative. And, so we left it out because we have enough yelling going on right now.
We do. Most of the locovores, though, David, that you'll come upon.
We're trying to bridge the divide.
The locovore movement is, I would think, more left of center than right of center in terms of politics. I think you'd find that to be the case.
Yeah, and we left all that right out of it, because if you get close to somebody and get to know about them, you end up caring about them. And that's what we wanted, was for people to care about conventional dairy farmers. And we talk a lot about how many have left and are gone, but there's quite a few left, you know. Yeah. I forget the figure in Massachusetts. Sarah would know.
146 dairy farms.
Yeah, that's not insignificant. Vermont is still chugging along, and we still produce almost all the milk we consume here in New England. So,
as a more than a casual observer, David and Sarah, you can park your car at the West Stockbridge entrance to the Mass Turnpike. And I've done this, and I know people who have done it. Every 4 minutes on average, there's a tanker truck coming from New York, someplace in New York State, mostly upper New York State, going to Gorelick Farms processing plant in Franklin, Massachusetts. You will find at least 100 of those trucks a day that bring milk into New England from outside of New England. So if the local farmers were here and being supported, that wouldn't be necessary. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons for it being done, but I think that that's part of the equation here that people should know, and I think this is going on lots of different places around the country. Where you are...
Actually, one thing, I just want to note that Vermont, that New England produces a lot of its own milk.
Yes.
So Vermont produces way more milk than they need in Vermont, and most of that milk goes south to Massachusetts and Connecticut.
Yep.
So a lot of the tanker trucks on the Mass Pike are from Agrimark Cabot, and they're heading to the processing plant in West Springfield, Mass.
Right. That's the There is a hood plant, and there's also there's a cheese plant. There are a bunch of them out there. You're right about that. I'm just talking about the stuff that comes to eastern Massachusetts across the border. But there is. Vermont has some of the best dairying in the state, in the country, if not in the world.
Drive up Route 30 in Vermont and you'll see something.
Route 5 in Vermont. Oh, another
breathtaking. The working landscape.
Yeah, it's a great
place. And people don't know that's what they love about New England, but they don't know what's creating it.
No.
You know, and they don't understand that.
Yeah.
So.
All right, let's go back to some of the specifics of the Forgotten Farms film. Again, you can check it out online at forgottenfarms.org. Sarah Gardner and David Simmons with us here on The American Family Farmer at 28 past the hour.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Do you have knee or back pain? If you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. You may qualify right now to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used them. They work. Call the Pain Relief Hotline right now for free information.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Transitioning to a different kind of farming and the reality of farming, that's the focus here of our weekly American Family Farmer Get-Together. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on a movie called Forgotten Farms. That's what we're spending a good deal of our time on in this episode. This program is aimed at helping farmers help themselves. The small, medium-sized American family farmer, the backbone of agriculture in our country. And then there is the side, the people who use it, well, the farmer and farm businesses, but the locavores who use the product. I am fascinated and would send you all, one at a time or collectively, to the website for this movie, ForgottenFarms.org. David Simmons, who is the filmmaker, co-produced this with Sarah Gardner, who is very involved in helping us understand how to better use our farms and to try to push the idea of dairying or what we have in our farm community that's of value. And looking at the story on your website about the film itself, which, as it says here, examines class divides in our farm and food communities. What brought that about, David and Sarah?
Sarah?
A lack of respect. I'd call it a lack of respect.
And there's so far, there are so many fewer dairy farmers today. Doug, when we were younger, the dairy farmers were a big part of every community. They had a voice. They had political clout. And now a lot of them are very isolated. And so newcomers to the region aren't familiar with them. You know, there's a story out your way where we profile the Herrick Farm. You know, we're going to be screening at the Cabot Cinema in Beverly, Mass. On March 2nd, which is out your way.
Jeepers, I wish I had known that. I have to go back to California on the 2nd. I would have come to that. We'll figure out where some of the other screenings are, because this is a movie that should be much more available, and that's the reason that's part of the reason that I want you to tell us the story, because I want people to go see this movie. Anyway, go ahead, excuse me.
But the class of, you know, newcomers come and they don't understand it. And, you know, there's a story out your way, the Herricks were going to spread manure on a field a few miles from their farm. They have sort of piecemeal 300 acres all spread around. And,
yep.
Someone called the police.
Yeah.
You know, what is this? It's a toxic thing happening and we have to stop this.
The ignorance is amazing. I had that same sort of thing happen on my farm here in Massachusetts. It was about, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago. I was spreading manure out on a field that was close to the road, and it was a Sunday afternoon. And one of the fellows that I knew in the police force, Billy Carey, drives up in a cruiser and gets out and comes over and talks to me. He says, I got a complaint from the fellow who lives across the street from the farm that you're spreading manure and it's Sunday. And I looked at him and said, Billy, yeah? It's Sunday and I'm spreading manure. Okay, what's next? He says, well, they want me to tell you to stop. And I said, the only way you're going to get me to stop is to arrest me and bring you to the police station. He looked at me and he laughed. He got in his cruiser and he drove away. But that's the thing. These people buy the land. They tell me how wonderful it is that I have a farm and it's increased the value of the land. It's so bucolic and stuff. Well, hello. We spread manure on Sunday.
It's okay for people not to know stuff. You know what I mean? It's okay. That's not illegal to not know about stuff. But if we can all just sort of help educate newcomers to the various farm regions, you know, around the country so that we understand one another a little better, I think we can move forward in a
process. The process of understanding, David and Sarah, goes beyond that. It's the kinds of stuff, the advocacy groups that are important in many regions, many ways. We came out of the driveway from the farm one day and dropped, I don't know, maybe 10 pounds of manure off the manure spreader. And this fool called the police. They called the hazmat to come up and examine.
Yep.
There's nothing better than to have manure on the roadway. When it washes off, it's great for the foliage on either side. But people, as you said, they just don't know it. And I become impatient with it as a farmer, and I probably shouldn't, because people are changing and they just don't know.
If a farm has been farming the same land for 130 years, they're doing something right.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? The land wouldn't be viable if.
Doug, I would love to jump in here with a quick comment.
Yes.
You ended an earlier segment by saying that you said the kids just don't want to do the hard work anymore, and I just wanted to address your comment because one of the really bright spots in the process of making this film was, of course, getting to meet so many farmers and spending hours and hours on these farms. And
right.
We interviewed about 24 different farms. And one of the really wonderful things we learned was that a lot of these farms do have a younger generation. A lot of these kids and grandkids
I'm just looking
want
at the story
to take over the farm.
Of Travis Whitcomb and Ed Carter, Carter and Whitcomb Dairy. Tell us about those.
Yeah.
They look like they'd be pretty good examples of what we're talking about.
Yeah, they're right at it. They're right at it. They rented a farm. What town, Sarah?
Ashfield.
Yeah. And it had half a barn. Half of it had fallen down, and the other half was still up. And they went right at it and did well. And they now bought a farm up pretty far north in Vermont. And, they're in their early 20s. Both went to ag school. And, so there is a younger generation that wants to do it, but they need, it needs to be economically
Right. It is economically feasible for some.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Sarah, go ahead. I think we interrupted you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. It's just a lot of people think, you know, a lot of people do say that they don't, you know, the younger generation doesn't know how to work this hard. But I have to say, the dairy farm families are really a unique bunch, and they definitely know how to work hard and long hours and every day. So that's not the problem. The problem is we've heard many dairy farmers say, my kids want to take it over, but I don't want to leave them something that's not working. So the parents are often very torn because they care about the land and the farm and the cows, and they want to see it continue, but they're not sure it's a responsible choice to let their kids go into a business that's so difficult, you know, to be in. So it really all comes down to the economics of it. That's really what the problem is with the dairy industry and the crisis.
And people say, with some credibility, American buyers are used to cheap food. We are, in comparison to the rest of the world, we have very cheap food. It's inexpensive. I shouldn't say cheap. Inexpensive. Oh, we have cheap food, too. You can get that at the McDonald's or the burger places. But the real story here is about quality and paying for it. And I will tell you, back to my own reference, if you pardon it, I'm selling or have sold, I'm not at the moment, raw milk for $11.50 a gallon, and I can sell 100 gallons of it a day. People will pay for it because they realize the value of it. But our job, it seems to me, in addition to all the things we're talking about, is to educate people as to why it costs that much money and why it has value. You go to the store and buy a $4.50 half gallon of milk, and you look at the nutritional content on the side of it, and if it's coming from Gorelick, it's just white water. It just is crap. And so, you know, that's the problem, that people need to distinguish between the various dairies and the value and why it costs more to buy stuff that's better. And I think that's part of what we're challenged with here. Do you agree?
Well, we actually...
I don't agree. I think milk is kept to a very high industry standard. And, you know, most milk that you buy in the store will test with, you know, has all the complete nutrients, and it's a complete perfect protein. So, I mean, I think that all the conventional milk in the store is a really healthy form of protein. So I wouldn't agree with that comment that you made.
Okay.
I do agree with
though, that it's a good thing to sell, you know, raw milk. And if you can do it and make that work, that's a great thing to offer people, because people should have access to that also.
Right. They should have access to
that. One thing that's hurting conventional dairy is that they're competing with sports drinks now. I don't know, when I was a kid, a gallon of milk was my summer beverage of choice. And today, there is a perception that you can't drink conventional milk. There's something wrong with it. And we don't, and I think that's hurting the conventional dairy farmers.
I agree. There's things around like muscle milk.
You start bottling your own milk. It's not, you can't just snap your fingers and start delivering or bottling your own milk. So it's a tough nut for those guys to crack.
It is. But there are people, there's a guy out your way. It's a Polish name, Kowalski or Kowalski. He's in Hadley, I believe, or Hatfield, and he does a fabulous job and is a great example of how the son takes over for the father. They're both involved in it, and I think it's three generations, actually. A great Jersey dairy herd, and they're selling their milk all around Western Massachusetts, as up where you are. I believe there's a cooperative of six or seven dairy farms that have come together to sell their milk cooperatively. Isn't that right up in that neck of the woods?
Farms through Agrimark.
Yeah.
We also profile a guy, Louis Escobar, down in Rhode Island, who started Rhodey Fresh, and that's through Agrimark.
Right.
He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah. I've become a little, and you can tell it from my attitude a little, I'm a little cynical about the impact of, it isn't so much these other, the local co-ops or the regional co-ops, but the Suiza family and Dean Foods have done a horrible job, a hatchet job, on the dairy industry. And it's just, there's too much power concentrated in the hands of too few. And most people don't realize that there is a difference. And I don't want to get into an argument with you, Sarah, because I know you've studied it, and I want to be an advocate for people using milk. But I do think that there's different gradient elements that come to bear on the various things that are made with the various dairy products, the quality of the ice cream. I mean, it's just all kinds of things. But the number one goal we have here is to keep the farms going and to have people understand why we need to keep them going and recreate enthusiasm for this movement. So let's continue with that in our minds as we pause again for a few announcements at 46 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
February is Black History Month, a time when we honor the achievements of African Americans throughout history. AT&T is partnered with noted historian and Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Dr. Henry Louis Gates Jr. to celebrate with the 28 Days program.
Black people have been at the forefront of technology as far back as when Louis Latimer drafted plans for the first telephone. I'm proud to be working with AT&T so that the stories of black trailblazers in the arts, business, and STEM continue to be shared and hopefully inspire the next generation of innovators.
AT&T 28 Days highlights modern-day pioneers in the Those Who Dare video series, now available online. Visitors to the website can also learn more about black excellence via interactive albums. Dr. Gates invites viewers to check out his new TV series, Africa's Great Civilizations, a journey of 200,000 years of culture, premiering February 27th on PBS. For more black history facts, visit att.com/28days.
All right, a couple more minutes here with David Simmons and Sarah Gardner. Forgotten Farms is a movie that goes into the past and looks to the future. And I apologize because I become a little strident sometimes, Sarah, especially to you. I'm trying to argue the point because we all need to support the dairy industry. We need to be advocates for dairy. I get too far into the weeds.
Well, we need all of it, Doug.
Yeah.
We need what you were doing at your Eastley farm, and we need conventional milk for just regular people to be able to get too. So
tell me how people can see this film. That's really what people want to know. They listen to all.
You know, the quickest way to get information is our Facebook page, Forgotten Farms. If you search for Forgotten Farms on Facebook, you'll see our page there, and that's the most we post almost every day. We're posting something there. We have about 11 screenings coming up in the next few months.
Really?
Out in your neck of the woods, Cabot Cinema, March 2nd, 7 p.m. And then we have the website, which you mentioned, ForgottenFarms.org.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to post on my Facebook page, a couple of them that I use, the Forgotten Farms Connection on Facebook. I think that there is so much here to love, to like, to value. And you have done, obviously, a yeoman's job here because you're passionate. I hear it in your voices.
So yeah, we care.
Both of you have expressed extraordinary caring that is what is necessary. This takes work. This is not easy. It takes work to be on the farm. It takes work to be on the side of keeping these farms going, thus the impact and the import of Forgotten Films. So, again, the website is ForgottenFarms.org and Forgotten Farms on Facebook. David Simmons and Sarah Gardner, thank you for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Yes, this is for the farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. In a moment, a comment on how to save your soil. Again, another plug for the Forgotten Farms film. There's a trailer that you can access online for the film. It is fabulous in the way it overviews the old picture and the new picture, and people who have been milking, got some great shots of the lady milking a cow, shooting some milk across to a cat. It's just priceless. All right, so a focus on the soil as we get closer to spring in a matter of moments here.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, so let me bring you around to an experience I've had. I think a lot of you, if you listen to me talking about nature and bringing children to the farm, my 6-month-old grandson, his name is Miles, loves nothing more than walking around outside. He explores everything. The other day I took a walk with him up a hill in a residential area of Los Angeles, picking up sticks and stones and looking at plants and sifting through the dirt with his fingers. I've been around the farm all my life. I'm always amused to discover how quickly I don't do this, but my family wants to keep the dirt off of his hands and off his clothing. But this is something that's necessary for his immune health and also for the love of the soil itself. So maybe think about when you are eager to brush off the hands of your children or your grandchildren with the dirt to keep the dirt out of his or her mouth. Maybe you ought to think about that twice, because there's a lot of good from the earth that gets, after all, the plants that we eat are from the earth, are they not? The bushy plants that grow into Brussels sprouts or the raspberries and, you know, any number of things, the tomatoes and potatoes. I do understand my daughter's need to keep her child clean, but she also gets it because she grew up on the farm herself and she's healthy and she gets the idea that being around the nature or the natural part of things is very, very healthy. So I say to all of you who enjoy the locavore movement and locavore lifestyle and eating fresh as you can, when you're around the dirt, allow your children to get dirty. Allow them to stick their hands in water that isn't pure or into other areas. Nature is raw, and the raw materials for the things that we eat and even our medicine come out of the soil. Medicine is in the dirt. And I think a lot of people are unaware of the damage and imbalance that is inflicted on children because they don't get about the creatures that crawl around in the dirt. And the hazardous waste, that's not what I'm really focused on. Some people say, well, what about all that waste in the treatment plants? Yeah, but there's stuff that comes out of there. We've become almost too modern. 95%+ of the people in our country don't have an experience on the farm, don't have experience with the soil, don't know how good it is. We've come a long way from the 1930s. Basically, this movie that we're talking about is the Forgotten Farms movie is about the farming life in our country from the 30s to today. And I don't want to lose part of the message here, which we didn't really point out, but the message here is to get your children involved learning about what's going on the farm. Let them get dirty on the farm. As a matter of fact, there ought to be a course or a class offered by some of the local farmers how to get dirty, how to play in the dirt and be healthy. It is very important for, it's ironic how we spray all this stuff all over ourselves to try to keep us clean when in fact nature, Mother Nature, is offering us a chance to be healthy and mess around in the soil. So the SOS is save our soil and stay soiled, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.